Okay, let's move on, because some of you might be aware of a fascinating documentary on the spiritual legacy of Skellig Michael, which was released earlier this year, and it was launched both in Italy and here in Ireland. It was written by Paola Bizzari, who is Italian, but now living here in Kerry, and filmed by Cahir Savine-based Christy Reardon. And as I said, it was launched earlier this year. And I'm delighted to say that following on from the success of that, Paola has now written a book about the spiritual journey to Skellig Michael as well. She's on the line with us. So is Christy Reardon. And we're going to chat to them now about the magic and the spirituality of Skellig Michael. Good afternoon, Paola. Good afternoon, Christy.
Good afternoon, Deirdre.
Lovely to talk to you. Listen, Paola, I'm dying to know why you love Kerry so much. You live here now, is that right?
No, not properly. I'm not living here permanently, but I started to come here in Kerry 6 years ago, bringing people from Italy, because I was very, very interested about this special location, Skellig Michael, dedicated to the Archangel Michael on the Ley Line. So this was my first connection with Kerry, County Kerry, and I was in love from that moment.
You totally love the place, even on a windy day like today, Paola.
Exactly. Mm. Yes.
Well, listen, I've been doing a little bit of reading about this and a bit of research prior to speaking to you today. And the book you've written now is kind of based around the European ley line, and it's all connected to Michael the Archangel and his connection with the Skelly. Can you tell us a bit about the ley line and what that is?
Yeah, I needed to write a book because I thought that the documentary was amazing, just to explain this place located on the ley line. But for sure, reading the book now, I realize that I explain more and more. This special place is dedicated to Archangel Michael, aligned starting from the Palestine, so in the west, sorry, in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And coming through the Mediterranean Sea, Greece, and then Italy, and then France, and then Cornwall, arriving here in Kerry. So it's like an energetical line, but not only energetical, because this special monastery, the sanctuary dedicated to Archangel Michael during the centuries, has a special function of light, spreading light for wellness and awareness for the people. So it's something that has to do with the evolution of human being.
And Christy, you're probably better at delving into these things than I am, but I never actually knew about the connection between Michael the Archangel and Skellig Michael. It's fascinating stuff, isn't it?
Well, it is, Deirdre, because it was my first time learning about it as well when I started filming it. And I was involved in sports all my life, doing football and, you know, athletics and all that. So it was my first time doing a spiritual documentary, and I was amazed at the script that Paul had written, because she had such detail of the monks and how they survived on the Skelligs. And then, as you say, the ley line, I knew nothing about that. And all of a sudden, I got so interested and involved in it that we gave 3 months editing it. And it was supposed to be a 30-minute documentary, and did it up 1 hour. So that'll tell you the interest I had in it when I saw it, because she had a lot of research done into it, and with the amount, we couldn't put as much more into the film. So then she said, what we'll do is I'll write a book. So so on it, and she used all the stuff she'd left over to write the book, and she created this monk travelling from Turkey all the way to all the different points and stopping off and explaining each area in detail as well, which I thought was very good. The monks that he met on his travels, and a lot of them were Irish monks, Deirdre, which travelled from the Skellies to Europe, you know?
Okay.
So that was, I was amazed at that. Like.
So the traffic went both ways, if you like.
Exactly. And then when she was writing the book, we found out then a bit more about Church Island, which is only a stone throw away from where I live in Castlevine. I never knew the history of that. And she found out about the monks living there and so on and so forth. And that was the final chapter in the book then, where Church Island and the monk, he was Brother Ennis was his name, this is what she called him, and he was able to travel inland because the White Strands in Castlevine is only 500 metres away. So he was able to go across by boat and get the supplies and bring it to Church Island, and then on a fine day then bring it further on to the Skelly Rock, which was amazing. I learned an awful lot when I was doing it over the last year and a half. And the other thing about it is, when we launched it in Italy, can you believe it? We launched it on St. Patrick's Day in Italy, the first launch.
That's amazing. And Paula, I know you launched the documentary, as Christy said, in Italy. So there's a big awareness of the Skelligs in Italy as well, clearly, and an interest in it.
Yes, a big awareness, but not so many efforts to reach this place.
I can understand that, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of interest, but concretely, people have difficulties to come. Even if I explain, I hold conferences, I try to gather people, my groups, but at the very end, there are still, according to me, few people that they decide definitely to come here, and this is a big challenge, a great challenge for everybody, you know.
And this book you've written is now the documentary is factual, obviously, but the book is fiction, but it's based loosely on the story of Skellig Michael and the, as you said, the line that stretches across Europe to Skellig Michael.
Yes, I thought it was easier to create a character, so a fiction man, pilgrim, but he walks through Europe, and I tried to include him in historical facts, so he is a fiction character, but I included him in historical events. And because what I've written, I experienced personally before. So all the places I described, I know them very well personally. And this for me was also a satisfaction, when I realized that writing this book, I put in words what were also my experiences during the time, during the years across this wonderful track of the ley line in Europe.
And the book is called The Glancing Rock, is that right?
Yes, because I didn't want to name at the very beginning Skellig Michael, because this name Skellig Michael came even more later, not at the beginning. I speak about the history of the 6th century. So when these monks started to live on Skellig, this rock didn't have this name, Skellig Michael. So I thought that Glancing Rock was the best name to dedicate, because when you arrive there, you know, everything is brilliant. It's a manifestation of light, even if it's bad weather, stormy weather. The light is there. It's still there always, all the time.
Well, we look forward to the book coming out and being launched next year in 2026, Paula. Before we go, Christy, if anyone wants to see the original documentary, Skellig Michael, The Monk's Island, is there anywhere where they can find it?
Yes.
Well, we have it on sale in shops all around the place. And they could also contact me as they have my numbers. I've been involved in filming down through the years, so they have my details, my website and everything. And also, it's available on Horrain Studios. If they put that in, they can find it. And they can also download it as well. Horrain Studios has a website particularly dedicated to the Skellig Michael.
Sorry, what's the name of that studio again?
Horrain Studios.
Spell that for us.
H-O-R-I-O-N.
Horrain Studios. Okay.
Yes, correct, yeah. And they can have a look at there. There's a sample and the full videos there as well. The whole lot is on it. And,
yeah. I've only seen the trailer, but it looks absolutely fascinating. So I'll definitely be checking that out myself.
Yeah, well, the scenery and everything was fantastic because I shot it during the summer. So the drone shots I did was they were lovely, lovely colour of water in Valencian Portugal and Valenskelly's and Cassie. So I highlight South Kerry in a big way, you know, Deirdre. So it looks very good. And the scripting with it makes it, of course, and person. You know, like, thank God, it went down very well. We got a great reaction at the two three launches we did in Italy and the same in Ireland. So,
yeah, well,
add something,
yes, Paula.
We are approaching a Christmas time, so Christmas time invites family and friends to together to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus. So I think that watching this special documentary on the story of the monks, we said, is nice, is amazing how people could discover new revelations about the origin of our Christianity, especially in this place where Celtic and Christianity melt together. So it's really a special moment also to watch this documentary. And it's the first Christmas that the documentary is on light.
Very good. Well, it sounds like fascinating, and I for one am looking forward to seeing it. Listen, we've got to let you go because we're out of time, but thanks to both of you. Well done on that wonderful documentary, Skellig Michael, The Monk's Island. And best of luck with the book as well. We might talk to you again in the new year when the book is out, Paula, and when the launch takes place. But for now, we let you both go. And thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And that was Paula Bizzari and Cara Savine-based Christy Reardon talking to us about Skellig Michael. And I bet a lot of you out there, like myself, have never been on Skellig Michael. But believe me, this documentary and indeed the book would make you want to visit it. It's a very special place, something very spiritual about it, for sure. We have a break to take, one final guest to meet before the end of today's Talk About.